Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Welcome to another episode of Braves Country. This is a little bit of a special edition of Braves Country because we have a special guest coming up, and Andrew Jones has got a major announcement to make that his Andrew Jones Foundation, AJ25 Foundation, is going to be doing. They're building a big complex. I can't wait for Andrew to tell you all about it. With my co-host, Scott Munn, Andrew Jones, one of the biggest Braves of all time, a legendary Brave. He made playing center field look really, really easy, Scott, when most of the time it wasn't. He was making catches that were really, really difficult look so simple that sometimes his ability gets overlooked.
I mean, he was gliding around in the outfield, just making plays that nobody makes. He was like Superman out there. He really was. Every Braves fan knows that he won 10 consecutive Gold Glove awards. Take all of his stats. He is the best defensive center fielder in the history of baseball because the numbers, he saved exactly 234.7 runs defensively over his career. Can you believe that?
That's incredible. I mean, that's up there with Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente. I mean, those are incredible numbers. And you brought up those 10 Gold Gloves, and that ties in with outfielders like Al Kaline, Ichiro Suzuki, and Ken Griffey Jr., the kid. Everybody knows how incredible Ken Griffey Jr. was, but sometimes they forget, and I don't know why, they look over Andrew Jones.
So if you add his home runs, 434 home runs, and I heard when I went to the University of Georgia, they taught me about rounding up. So you take that 234.7, it's really 235 runs that he prevented. So you add those two up, 434 home runs, 235 runs prevented, 669 runs is the swing that he created for the Braves.
Braves legend Andrew Jones joining us from the golf course. Tug Cowart and Scott Munn on Braves Country. How you playing out there today?
I'm playing okay. Everything's good so far. Can't complain.
Man, thanks for the owner of ABC Recycling, Adam Blank, told us to get together with you. And he says that he plays golf with you and Chipper Jones occasionally and that you're a really good golfer. Do you play best ball or is it more competitive than that? Who wins most of the time?
I think Chipper is the one that's kind of better than everybody right now, but they get very competitive. We get good rounds out there and we have fun.
That's all that matters, man. Well, you're on here for a special announcement, and it's something that you're doing to benefit the island of Curaçao, where you're from. And I was looking this up, and there's like 7 or 8 major league players from that small island. And I remember in 1996, I went there when I was in the U.S. Navy, and every kid was wearing a Braves jersey. I was like, what is going on? And it turns out it was because they were all big Andrew Jones fans. It was very cool to see. So you're doing something very special there for your home country. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, since 2004, I was trying to, make baseball more bigger than it is down there. I know all those kids down there, they only play probably 30 games or less than that through the whole year. So all I was trying to do is just, you know, get them to play more games, almost like a spring training before their season start. And any kids, you know, and the team, you know, we start really small. We start with like 16 teams, and through the years, it end up being more than 20 teams. Kids start making teams here and there because it was so many kids that wanted to play the game and enjoy. And, you know, the big prize was, you know, if you win the tournament, you will get a chance to come to Atlanta and enjoy two games. And so that was the goal. I did it for like 15 years. And then I finally was like, you know, it's time to give it to a younger guy. And Kenley Jansen from the Dodgers took it over. And I think he's still doing it today.
You guys are working together through the AJ25 Foundation to build a stadium down in Curaçao.
Yeah, that's my goal. And like I say, since 2004, you know, I wanted to give back to the island. And, you know, this last past year, we've been working hard on it. To get the foundation running properly and hopefully we can raise money and put a good stadium down there. I know we got baseball field, but we want to do a good baseball stadium so we can host tournaments and bring people from out of country to the island and get a chance to enjoy the island too. So our goal is just not to build a stadium. Our goal is to get the kids a chance that they can get education after school care. So we can get them a chance to go to college and get a good degree, because you never know who's going to make it to the major league and be successful. So we want to give the kids a degree and hopefully go to college and have something good in case if we don't play baseball or make it in some somewhere else.
It's a new stadium and a learning center.
Yes, sir. That's where we'll be. I mean, it's going to be an after school thing. So the kids will go to the school and they will come there, do their homework. We will have teachers there to help with the homework. And after that, we will have coaches around to get them on the field and they can develop their skills.
The AJ25 Foundation, it's a 501c nonprofit supporting the building of the stadium and the education center. You can make a donation at donate@aj25foundation.org. That's donate@aj25foundation.org. That's how Braves fans can get involved. Fans of yours can get involved. And I know baseball is important to you, but on top of that, your son's a baseball player. He plays over at 643, right?
He played about 5 years at 643. Now he's on a travel ball in Orlando. He's loving it. He's very, very passionate on it. And all I do right now is support him and let him chase his dream. But education is very important. So we make sure you keep him going in the right direction with that. But he do have the passion for the game and he has the talent. So all I'm doing is supporting and guide him in the right way.
We hear that you're working with this local Atlanta company, ABC Recycling, to source the materials for the stadium. Can you tell us about that? You're using all recycled material for the stadium and the field. Is that right?
Yes, we're going to try to do everything we can get around to make it more, you know, as most unique that we can, because I know recycle is big now and we can get a lot of stuff done through that. Adam is a great, great friend of mine. Since I brought the idea to him and he was like, I will do anything to help you get this thing going. And right now, all we're doing is just talking, trying to find people that we can, you know, that's willing to donate or be part of the creation of the stadium that we got in our mind to help going.
Again, if you're a Braves fan or a fan of Andrew Jones, you can help Andrew in building this incredible stadium and learning center at donate@aj25foundation.org. That's donate@aj25foundation.org.
Now, Andrew, we know that you've been a coach with your fellow countryman, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins, who manages the Netherlands national team. And do you plan to continue your coaching career? I know you've helped the Braves out at spring training. And do you think that Curaçao might host some of these national games and tournaments at your new stadium that you're building?
Well, that's the goal set for everything. I think they already had the coaching staff for the Olympic qualifier for the Dutch team, the Netherlands team this year. You know, with the whole COVID thing, you know, I would just tell them, especially with my kid going, having games here and there all over the place. I told him, I just go ahead and do what you guys do. Let somebody else get a chance to go as a coach. You know, they asked me about it. And I told him, I say, you know, I'm just going to stay away this year because Drew is getting to that age that he need to be around him and guide him in the right way. So I just wanted to keep it that way. But with the Braves, you know, I think this year with the whole COVID, they limited a lot of instructors to come down there to spin train, to help around. But I kept in touch with all the kids and all the guys that I talk with. And, you know, I kept in touch with all of them. So tough start this year, but I think we're still in the hunt. We just got to stay healthy and get it going.
Now, you played for the greatest manager in baseball history, Bobby Cox. What are the biggest life lessons that you take and transfer to the kids these days that you work with when you are coaching baseball?
My first thing is just the respect of the game. Respect the game. Respect your appointment and have fun. Be humble because the game will dishumble you real quick. Those are my thing. Have fun, respect, and be humble.
Andrew, we appreciate your time, and we want to encourage everybody to get involved and help out in any way they can. Donate@aj25foundation.org. It's donate@aj25foundation.org. That's how Braves fans and fans of Andrew Jones can get involved in helping build the stadium and learning center in Curaçao. We appreciate your time, man. We wish you the best of luck. We want to leave you on this note. You are a Hall of Famer, and we can't wait till that day when we get to see you in Cooperstown.
Well, we want to come down and see your new stadium, too.
Yeah, we definitely want to do that, too.
Well, as soon as we get that going, everybody's welcome to come. And we got big plans to come, and when we get this going, we're looking forward for it. Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate that. And, hope to talk with you guys again soon.
Yes, sir. Keep us posted. Take care, Andrew.
Thank you.
5-time All-Star and Hank Aaron Award winner, Silver Slugger 2005, Andrew Jones. Super cool that he's giving back. I think I mentioned this. There are 7 or 8 pro players that are in the big leagues from a tiny island, the tiny island of Curaçao, including Didi Gregorius, Kenley Jansen, Andrelton Simmons, yeah, former Brave, and right now current Brave, Ozzie Albies. But there's 3 or 4 more out there, too.
I think it has to do also with, like we've talked about, for small towns in the South.
Yeah.
It's like that's something that you can do as a young kid and know that there's a future in it, and you might have a chance to travel the world and maybe make a little money. And
absolutely.
You can't blame these guys for doing that. And, you know, the thing is, down there, the fields are a little rough and they're rocky, and it kind of makes the infielders even better and the outfielders better because they have to deal with these...
the imperfect conditions, if you will.
Right. And I think what Andrew wants to do is not make that the hallmark of why they're so good. He wants to create this field so that they have a level playing field, so that they have a chance to play in front of big crowds, and also to see these tournament games, to get inspired by these players coming in and having international tournaments or a national game, maybe to get a major league game down there one day. I bet you that's on the back of his mind.
Nothing but respect for Andrew Jones, in our opinion, and should be yours if you're listening, a Hall of Famer. Andrew Jones on Braves Country, and we appreciate you checking out this special episode of Braves Country to make that announcement that Andrew Jones is building a stadium in his home country of Curaçao. Make it a great day.
ThePodcastPark.com is your home for the fans' entire stable of original podcasts. If you're a true Atlanta sports fan, you need to stay connected to shows like Welcome to Madlanta, featuring Atlanta's rich history of sports legends. College football fans will love the Chuck Oliver Show podcast. 2 hours of college football talk every day, all year. And baseball fans get to dive into Domino's archive of baseball legends on Hardball. Subscribe to all these great shows and so many more anywhere you get your podcasts, or stream them free 24/7 at thepodcastpark.com. Presented by Associated Credit Union.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.